folks. The guitar's a bit lively, but we'll see how we go. It's a little hot in that speaker. My name is C.W. Stone King, gonna play a bunch of songs tonight. From a couple of my records, I start out here with a little number, a tune from a record I did called Jungle Blues. This is a little number, it's called the Jar House Blues.
Got a heart like a dog in the bottom.
bottle of gin.
Cheers.
He slammed his gavel, said 25 years. Holy, said 25 years.
Washington generally, even
lot of steam. So the invaded captive would have never yield. He called in Germany for a fight. I'm leaving for a good old, but I'll come in back. No man can be brave what it General MacArthur, the son of America. I'm taking the chest of drawers. But the little number is called Handyman Blues. When I was a handyman, Hennepin Blues. Nice little song here, crooning number. It's inspired to write it after falling into a trance at the sound of my own voice coming off a ghetto blaster one day. Couldn't believe how smooth it was, and I wondered why I hadn't been singing these sweet songs. So I wrote one. It's off my Jungle Blues record. It's called Jungle Lullaby. It's something like this here. Hey. play a number here. The tune is called Going to Country. It's all about our two friends sitting down by the train track, wondering what they're going to do next. The show, if you like. So this number here, the tune is called the Dodo Blues. It starts off down in the street market where somebody is trying to find out a piece of information.
Hey Bob! Hey Bob! So what's that old boy you got up down that cave? I did hear old Dodo Band. dollar bill. So ain't you never heard of dollar bill before? No, I never seen one before. That makes this the last one in existence. The last one in the world, see? So what you doing with it then? And I'm just trying to make some money. Man, see this here old second dollar bill. Well, that's the second dollar bill, huh? That's right. Well, see, what you doing down there, old dollar bill? I'm just sitting down there, just sitting down this cage on singing tune. Well, there's the other. Okay. Nothing can be right when everything is wrong. Nothing can be wrong when I'm walking with my baby. I wish that I was. Nothing, nothing can be right.
I didn't have much luck there with getting paid, really getting to play anywhere. But so I picked up a day job, which was working down in a hoodoo doctor place. I was a hoodoo doctor assistant, which sounds more better than it is. And I was working down there and trying to get gigs on the side, but not really getting anything. Until a couple of friends of mine who were there, a Canadian fella and his girlfriend who was from there, decided to get married, and decided to hire me to play down at their wedding, and pay me $200. So when the fella got cold feet about 2 weeks before the wedding, my mind started to move quickly, and I told him, once you come down, I said, there's a fortune teller down where I work, who's very good at giving you advice, pointing you in the right direction. I said, she's helped steer me into lots of good things. And she also, this fortune teller, told me the odd bit of news that we'll die in an eight-sided room, which at the time I was like, cool, that's never going to happen at all. And But there's lots of eight-sided rooms everywhere. I come to find out later, and so I'm just a paranoid wreck most of the time. Last year I had to can a gig back in Australia at a theatre. I looked at the poster the day before the show, and it said Octagon Theatre. We had to hand back a lot of money. And so he said, yeah, I'll come down there. And I took to this lady then. So I went back to work next day, and she was here. I said, I have this friend who's coming down and getting married, cold feet, $200 and everything. And she was, I said, if you could help me out, that'd be good. So he came down, and she did the whole thing for him, a bit of cards and a whole different thing. She told him, yes, you should get married, it's real good. She was more convincing than me. Even though she was pretty much reading my script, which was pinned on a crystal ball for a piece of blue tack. Anyhow, she had him very optimistic by the end of it. And so he paid her the cash and was going out of the joint. She was packing up the table and she threw her stuff down on the table and grabbed his student, hauled him back in there and said, look, I just had this real weird thing going just then. And I got this weird psychic message. She said, now, it probably wouldn't make any sense to you. She said, sometimes I get like an image or a number or something, a word, and the person doesn't know what it means. This is like really strong. And he said, okay. She said, well, it said, don't go dancing down dark town strutted balls. I was like, yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense to me. And she said, well, I would write it down somewhere or something, remember it, because it's definitely something very major. And he was like, okay. So he looked kind of nervous and went out of there. I came out of the curtain. I was like, what's his psychic crap at the end? Anyway, I thought it would be okay still. So I went to meet him that night. And he didn't show up, and actually I looked for him on the next weekend. He was gone, and he'd been missing for the late half of that week, and people had been looking, the police were even looking for him, and he actually just disappeared. The date of the wedding went past, I had no gig, I was very depressed about it. A little bit later, the girl got married to somebody else, who just by accident turned out to be my one of my younger brothers, who is a techno DJ. And so there's no banjo gig at that wedding, so far as I know. I didn't go there. But so anyway, I forgot about it until I was going to work a fair while later, and I heard this weird music one morning on my way there. I came around a corner, and here was this Canadian fella who'd been gone for, I don't know, probably like 8 months or something. And he was would stand out on the street playing his hideous little banjo tune, and I never had been a musician when I knew him, and still wasn't really one, but he was out there doing it though, and I went up to him. I was like, "What's going on?" I said, "Why come you got the dress for? Why are you wearing the dress?" And looked real bad. Had like a see-through kind of lemon-colored dress on. Playing his banjo, had like a bit of caked blood on his ear. Told me this crazy story about he'd been going home from the fortune teller, and he looked in the window on his way home, just not even thinking about anything, and saw this little sign up there. It said Ducktown Scotters Ball, live music and dancing, and he remembered straight away what she told him, and he went straight in the joint, and poured himself a drink, and next thing he was halfway through his drink or something, and then he woke up handcuffed down on the bed with this lemon-colored dress on, wishing that he had I should have said the reason why he had cold feet in the first place, because his mother had a farm up in Canada, and she was having a lot of problems up there with squatters coming on the land. There's a dildo farm. I guess he must have been kind of wishing he had gone back to the dildo farm healthy as well. I guess in a way he kind of had arrived at the dildo farm nonetheless. But anyway, one afternoon he saw a banjo leaning there that one of the musicians had left behind. And he grabbed hold of the thing, used it as a club, went crazy and got out of the joint. They beat him a little bit for chair or something on the way out. And he had been hiding out down in the cemetery there, and decided to learn to play the thing a little bit, which is what he was doing. He put together this song. It was about a 2-hour long song with one verse in it, all about how his girlfriend had left him, his life was ruined. I didn't mention that he married my brother or anything like that, but I told him maybe if you make your banjo strap longer, you'll get more cash. But he had no underwear as well. So anyway, the song was not that good, but the story was too good to pass up, so I had to... Unfortunately, I couldn't fit the story into the song because it would have killed the monotony a bit. So I have to always do this long talk at the beginning. So I'm going to really contain nothing. But here it is anyway. It's a tune called Don't Go Dancing Down the Ducktown Strutter's Ball. Thank you. did a song right after I was involved in a shipwreck. Get on a ride with some scientific people from the east coast of America who were riding over. I was down Trinidad at the time and managed to get on their boat with them to go to Africa, and the boat segment of the journey ended before we hit a good sized bit of land. It was kind of a reef. Had to swim the rest of the way. So this is my shipwreck song. It's a title track from Jungle Blues. It's called Jungle Blues. Yeah. And it sounds something like this here. Thank you. again.
I live for a long, long time. And my guitar played itself leaning by the wall. It gave me a worrying mind. Pain is burning in the morning. Got my Sunday clothes. I've been out the side of the road. This song is a little blues tune which I made up by an old friend of mine. It's off my King Hookem record. It's called Charlie Boss Doctor Blues. Thank you. ain't about to see him on him. El Torito.
Tonight, here 9 nights in a row, so Sunday is our final show, and hope to see you again, or if you got some friends who you think would like it, send them down. So here it is, folks, it's called I Heard the Marching of the Drum.
Thank you. I told you. You're not getting a bed bug.
Well, if I could like to thank you. Very much for coming along tonight. I've enjoyed this bunch of songs. Should say I got some T-shirts here for sale too, featuring the famous fortune teller that I spoke of before. She's better looking than the real one.
She's pinned
in the eyes. And this poster featuring me in my heavy metal days.
That's what he's doing now.
Didn't do much singing back then, could only hum because my lips were so shut. So, this is our final tune. It's a song called The Love Me or Die. Comes from the name of a fairly nasty type of love charm, which I found out about when they're down at the hoodoo doctors. And you'll get the message. Sounds something like this here.
Thank you.
Bobby Zambian. All right. Thank you. I'd like to get hold of the record. We're gonna get some for sale here. And tell your friends to come down here as well. Thank you very much. I guess I've been blowing so the band can leave the stage. Well, just luckily we got a little tune we've been busting out. But it's not one of mine. But we'll play this one. It's an old song by a fella called Big Bill Brunson. This number is called Going Back to Arkansas.
Ladies and gentlemen. Some day when we have a talk, I'll tell you about my project. It's real. We thought it would, we just found out last Friday. That's how.
Have a